You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One couple.
He just doesn't seem to understand why should I go to this wedding now.
Just say no.
One problem.
I want to see her get married. I want to be there for her.
Make an excuse. She can't go and, you know, call it a day.
You decide the outcome.
It's so awkward.
It's Couples Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Cameron and Jillian. Okay, what's going on, Jillian? This is really complicated.
Yes. So every day I have a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old and I take them to the park down the street. It's a nice park. And I also bring my dog, Wally. And a couple days ago, I've been going there for like months now. A lady who also has a kid comes up to me and she asks if I can stop bringing Wally with me, the dog, because her kid is deathly afraid of dogs. There's no sign in the park that says no dogs allowed. Dogs go there all the time. So I don't think I need to stop bringing my dog. It's a public park. My dog's very well behaved, very well trained, very friendly, but also respects kids' spaces. So I don't see what the issue is. She can go to another park or just keep her kid away from the dog.
Cameron, what's your side is?
Honestly, I think if somebody is coming to approach you and says, hey, my son is afraid of your dog, don't bring the dog. I mean, like, Wally is pretty well behaved, but like, he's excitable too. You know what I mean? Like, he's not a police dog. He's not perfect, you know? So, I mean, I get it. I myself was afraid of dogs as a kid. So I don't know. I feel for her.
I mean, all dogs are excitable. I mean, the dog that's laying down that doesn't make any sound or whatever is an older dog typically, or, you know, a certain breed, I suppose. But all dogs are excitable. Does Wally have any behavior issues that you have to deal with?
No.
Yeah, he's good on the leash. He doesn't bark. He doesn't. He's not aggressive.
And also, if you're going to take your kids to park, they're going to be dogs around, unless it's like a dog-free park. So, like, it's a public park. Dogs are allowed. Like, is she going to go up to every family that brings a dog? Other families bring dogs. I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. You're within your legal rights to be there, right? You, your family, right. Your dog, all of you are within your legal rights.
Well, I don't think it's a rule. I just think, like, parks are more for families than they are for dogs. We could take Wally to the dog park, you know? Like, that's fine, you know? And, you know, I just think somebody asks a favor so that their kid can enjoy the park. We should help out.
Jillian, when she had this conversation with you, what was your response?
I asked her if, like, Wally had, like, barked at her cat child, or, like, if, you know, if an incident had occurred. She said no, but her kid is just scared of the dog. And I said, okay, well, thank you for letting me know. I kind of, like, avoided saying, yes, I'm going to take your request and not bring my dog anymore, because I tried to be polite, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Right, but you're caught off guard. Right? And then again, you don't have to commit to appease her.
Right.
You'll take it under advisement. And here you are.
What do you think? Yeah. Would you stop taking your dog to the park with your kids if somebody asked you not to?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
It's always tough because you want to be the bigger person and help somebody out. But so Cameron and Jillian, they have a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old, and Julianne actually brings the kids to a neighborhood park very often, almost every single day. It's right down the street. And they also bring their puppy, and their puppy is a well-behaved puppy. But there's another mom who's always on the playground, and she brings her child. And the mother asked her, said to Julianne, "Would you mind not bringing your dog anymore? My child is really afraid of dogs, and the minute you come, he freaks out and we have to leave."
I mean, again, keep in mind that this is their park right down at the end of their street also, right? So, I mean, the fact that if she's not going to bring her dog is inconvenient for everybody. Number one, they've been doing this as a matter of regular, you know, visits every single day. And structure is important to your family, both for the dog, both for the kids, too. And if they're all enjoying themselves when they go, it's quite an inconvenience to say, well, I'm going to load my kids up and go to another park across town or drive to it, or the same thing with the dog, or I just have to leave them home. Now you've got to add a walk, all sorts of different things. It changes your schedule.
Yeah, but Cameron says, like, just be a team player. If it's a real... What if that was our kid that was afraid? And
why are
you
we
made
on the same
request?
Team? I don't even know this lady.
Yeah. I feel for both of them, because I could understand, like, if that's also your park and you have to deal with your kids' fears, I could see. But I'm looking at our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, and a lot of people are with Julianne, basically saying it's not her problem. And as long as the dog stays on a leash, then it really not is just not her problem. Mm. But what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. Cameron and Julian have a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old, and Julian brings them to the neighborhood playground right down the street from their house almost every single day. And there is another mother at the playground who has approached her and asked her for her to please stop taking their dog Wally. Wally always comes on the leash. And the mom asks because her child is deathly afraid of dogs, and the minute that they arrive, they have to leave.
Hmm. But here's the thing. This would inconvenience, obviously, Jillian and their family's life, too, right? Wally goes for this walk every single day with the family. He's part of the family. He's well-behaved. He's on the leash. Mom has to coordinate all these walks together. I mean, it would be a serious inconvenience for her as well. This is also their neighborhood park. It's not like these people conversate. This is the first conversation and exchange they've ever had before. Who's to say when you can go to the park and when you can't?
But dad slash husband Cameron is like, this is another mother reaching out to you for help. Like, shouldn't you be sympathetic? What's the big deal? Leave Wally at home. Just take the kids. But what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Nick, whose side are you on?
The dog should be going into the park unless the dog is not allowed in the park, especially if it's well-behaved. And that lady needs to fix her child by exposing the child to a dog that's nice and calm.
I mean, you're not going to be able to control everywhere that the kid is going to run into a dog, right? So, I mean, it's like, I get what you're saying. Like, I mean, listen, if it was me, I have dogs. My dogs are well-behaved. They're not doing anything with your kid. I've got control of my animal, then I'm not going to worry about it. On the other hand, if the kid starts crying or whatever every time, it also makes it weird for me and my dogs.
I know.
Me and my kids, too.
It's just tough as a parent, because I have a friend whose daughter was very afraid of dogs, and this was an issue every time we went out. And it's hard, because you want to be like, it's just a dog. Relax, it's just a dog.
Right.
But that fear is so innate in them, and you just want to protect them from it and try to expose them. It's difficult.
Hold your child down and bite
it
them yourself.
Difficult.
No, not probably not the thing
no,
to do.
Not recommended?
No. Mike, whose side are you on today?
The person that is bringing the dog to the park, I don't know what our society has changed to. Everyone else bends to one person, you know, and having a child's fear of a dog and not trying to change that is only going to set up the child to have a harder life, because dogs are everywhere. And as a person that actually has a service dog, I bring my dog everywhere. And if I'm at a restaurant and the person next to me has a problem, that's not my problem. That's their problem.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jillian, our audience agreed with you. If there's no sign and there's no rules and your dog didn't do anything wrong, then make an effort, obviously, when you go to the park to keep Wally as far away from the children as possible, but you don't have to leave him at home.
Thank you. Yes, it's a public park.
I just feel bad for the mom. I was terrified of dogs. So, like, you know,
yes,
if my mom had done the same
thing. When did you get over it?
At some point.
But when
we met a nice dog.
Well, I got over it when we got Wally, for real. I mean, I wasn't afraid of them.
Well, then maybe Wally can help assuage this kid's fear, you know?
This might be a mom thing more than a son thing, too.
Yes.
You've got just as much right to the park as anybody else. You're there with your family. She can adjust her plans. You're not walking up together. For all you know, she's been there for an hour and a half when you get there.
Right.
Or what if you've been there for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. She pulls up or walks up. She can make the decision based on that. It was nice that she asked you politely, and you could certainly tell her that you appreciate her asking you rather than having some sort of confrontation. But simply put, this is your park too, and you're going to go with your family, and Wally's part of your family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. If you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.